Good afternoon. You're listening to Verum Sports, and on the line now we have, she's always a tough taskmaster, but she must be feeling quite good. It's the amazing director of netball and head coach of the on-form Saracens Mavericks netball team, up to second, Kat Ratnapala. Welcome to Verum Sports again. Hello, Kat.
Hello.
Hey, Kat. Good to hear you. Good to have you on the show again. Well, as I say, I know you well. I appreciate you always have these immense standards that you adhere to. Two very impressive wins for the Mavs, up to second. Again, just talk me through the last, performance in front of the home faithful, where you absolutely, you demoralised, I would say, the bottom-placed London Pulse.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was great to play in front of our home crowd and to get the win against Pulse and to keep the momentum pushing forward, really. I think the league is so tight this year. There's no let-up. There's not that much, to be honest, difference between the bottom teams to the top teams. And it is just about making sure that we are clinical, that we take care of our own possession and that we keep on pushing forward. So, really pleased to get that win and on to the next.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we're talking about the continued momentum that netball seems to have in front of a sold out. It was standing room only last week. I guess the atmosphere in front of the home faithful must have been phenomenal last week.
Absolutely, it really was. It's fantastic playing in front of your home crowd, and they are definitely the eighth player. You want to go out and you want to perform for them and with them and build, the atmosphere. And yeah, it was a fantastic opportunity to get the players out. And Paige McCallum made her first debut for Maverick, which was fantastic for her. She's come through the under-21. She's captain of our under-21 side. So for her to get on, literally, I thought the roof was going to blow off at one point. So it was very loud. It was really supportive and a great environment for her to get her first cap.
And what a result of work again, 65-37. The Mavs certainly are free scoring. I think one of the highest scoring teams in the league. That's always going to give you a fighting chance, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. To be honest, all four of our shooters, so George Fisher, Kadeen Corbin, Karen Bailey and Paige McCullough are doing a fantastic job in our shooting circle at the moment. We are finding them they're doing the volumes that they're shooting as well as the shooting percentages are really, really high. And it's obviously what we expect from this level, but it's fantastic. The consistency of all four shooters has been fantastic. So, long may it continue and keep on building.
Ultimately, I guess from a coach's perspective, that word there you mentioned was so critical, isn't it? It's consistency. It's no good, is it, to have a phenomenal 100% shooting ratio one week down to 50% another time. If you can keep a consistent level, you're always going to be there or thereabouts.
Yeah, absolutely. And similarly, if you're only shooting one goal and it's 100%, that's not
ideal either. Yes, true.
Yeah, absolutely. It is about consistency. All of the athletes this year in my squad are that they have accountability for their own actions. They are really, really are demanding more from themselves every week, which is fantastic. And you can see the faces, when they get to around the 80s, they're a bit like, oh, I'm not happy with that. Right, need to get up to the 90s again. So, just to have that level of composure, the level of the demanding more and pushing on and the accountability that they do have on court every time that they step on court is fantastic. And that's obviously what you need from these players at this top level.
And ultimately, though, a reflection on yourself, I would say, Kat, because you do set these high, high standards, aspire for that quote-unquote perfect game, which we all know is probably always going to be elusive. But at the end of the day, that instills the culture, doesn't it? And it looks to me, crucially, that you've instilled it in such a way where there is full buy-in from all of the squad.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it comes down to accountability. We sat down at the beginning of the season. I was very clear with where I wanted to go. And obviously from speaking to the players and making sure that I had the right squad of players, it was important for me to do that. So even speaking to them before I signed them, I told them my vision, what my plan was, where I wanted to go with the squad. And to be honest, I went with those players that agreed with me and accepted what I wanted to do and where we were going. And absolutely, it's about going in. It's about competing for places. It's about making your other players look good around you. It's taking that selflessness away from top level sport, because it is about a team sport and really pushing forward as a squad. And they have lived and breathed every minute of that, and in every game that we stepped onto on court. So they're a fantastic group, and just looking forward to the next game really and getting back on court.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, the beginning to yield the fruits of all this focus and labour up to second, which is phenomenal. But as you know, it is a long season. Before we move on to that next game on March the 4th against Seven Stars, I just want to come back quickly to the victory over London Pulse again, because we've been talking about it all the way through all this conversation, all season as well, the crucial role of the squads. Tell me, how important, Kat, was it for you that you were able on Saturday to get all 12 players on court?
Yeah, it was really important. We've got a double header coming up. So by no means are we taking any opposition lightly. As I said before, every single game and every single time that we step onto court, we need to make sure that we are going out with conviction, and we need to go out with a really clear game plan so that girls know to go out and perform. But equally, there are opportunities where we can get, you know, all players out, and every single 15 of the player squad, we've got 15 players in our squad. It's getting so tough to pick the 12. It's getting really tough to pick the 7. And, you know, it is the competition for places and for the bib, as it were, is really, really fierce. And it's something that we haven't necessarily had in years before, but we really do have now. And it's a fantastic opportunity. It makes training really step up every single week, and everyone's really putting their best foot forward. And to get all 12 was fantastic. Pulse were missing Emma Gavese, the England captain and their captain, unfortunately due to injury. But still, the girls were able to go out and perform, and that is their attacking lineup. So I was pleased with some of the stuff that we were doing, and also those that came off the bench and really stepped up and delivered when they got on court.
Excellent stuff. And again, we understand full well the critical role of the squad, but I also love the idea and the ethos of the kind of individual competitions within that team. And there's always competition for player of the match. Last week it went to Kaydin Corbin. Just remind us of her performance and how she claimed that player of the match title.
Oh, Kadeem she has been on fire, to be honest. And the consistency that I talked about before is something that we've spoken about with Kadeem. She's part of the England Roses. She obviously got Commonwealth Games gold medal. The opportunities that she did and the step up that she made was fantastic. And just her work rate on court, obviously her shooting percentages and her availability for the ball in the circle as well. In attack and defence, she's doing a fantastic role out there at Goal Attack, and she well deserved the player of the match.
Excellent stuff. And the next one, March the 4th, again, as you say, the first of a double header, Seven Stars away, another away trip for the Mavs. Competitive, seventh in the table, Seven Stars, but with the league so compact, the game's coming thick and fast, you really can shoot up the league. Again, the Mavs will need to be at their peak powers, won't they, March the 4th?
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. It's going to be another tough game. Every single game that we are coming up to, we are preparing exactly the same for. It's no different to if you're playing top of the league or bottom of the league. We're going with full preparation and, just looking to get back onto court. And then we've got some double headers coming up as well. So, as you say, the league is non-stop. It's thick and it's fast, and it's we got the second half of the season to get through as well.
Absolutely, and this is the place to be though, in this new professional elite Vitality Super League, where at the moment the mighty Saracens Mavs settle in at second place. Kat, to follow you guys, to really build this juggernaut, sold out last home game, but it's building towards that big one in Milton Keynes. Tell us more, how can we get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. You can visit our website, which is www.mavericksnetball.co.uk. All the ticket information, all of our camp information is online, so they can visit us there, and we look forward to seeing you.
Hey, perfect. Just once again, in closing, Kat, hit us with that website.
www.mavericksnetball.co.uk.
Absolutely perfect. Look, Kat, I'll let you go. Have a jolly good rest of your weekend. As always, from myself and everyone at Verulam Sports, wishing Team Saracens Mavericks all the best as you continue on what has been the first half of the season really rather good.
Fantastic. Thanks, Tony.